Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
I want to start with a little bit of audio, a story that is just classic Boston for you. Hopefully you can hear this audio. I will play it down the line to you. I've sent you the story, so I think, Brian, you've read the story, at least skimmed it as to the basics of it, correct?
Yep.
So two chowds, and I say that lovingly, chowds, diehard Red Sox fans purported to have come across the Red Sox 2018 AL East Championship banner that was going to be hung somewhere at Fenway Park. They claim that it fell off the back of a truck. Isn't that what people always claim when they get something that they're not supposed to have? And they made a plea.
On the McGrath Highway in Somerville.
Yeah.
What, Massachusetts?
Is that a burb?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, here are the two boys making their pitch on returning this banner to its rightful owner. Hold on a second. Sorry. I had all morning to do this again. Damn these wires. There we go.
Wires are hard sometimes, but we still need them. Everything can't be Bluetooth.
I'm so lazy. I'm sorry. Okay, here we go.
Now, we have our coffee. We're driving on McGrath Highway in Somerville.
Stop.
And first of all.
Stop. This isn't going to work.
Why?
I need subtitles.
So make it a coffee rhyme.
I can barely understand this.
We're making a coffee rhyme.
So even though the audio is loud and clear, you just don't understand the accent.
Right. It's just you might as well be speaking German or
And you know
Dutch.
Where they went for coffee, Steve?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Now we have our coffee. We're driving on
Starbucks.
All right, back it up a little and
now,
shut
we have
up.
Our coffee. Okay. We're driving on McGrath Highway in Somerville, and I noticed a couple cars swinging, like moving to the right, and we seen something in the street.
Yeah.
And he's like, Louis, what is that?
By the way, you got to see the one guy. He's got a flat top haircut that you could land a helicopter on.
Sure. Why not?
And
so let me just pause here a second and ask. Would a giant piece of trash be noticed by two guys driving down the McGrath Highway in Somerville?
Maybe it was in a box. Maybe it looked like it hadn't been open. Like, you know, it's a little different than just trash.
Maybe it was rolled up.
He said they noticed cars swerving left and right to avoid it. So maybe they pick up stuff that has fallen off the back of trucks all the time and risk their life running out into traffic. Or maybe not.
What is it? Like, I don't know. What is it? So I ran across the highway to grab it. We brought it in the car. We had no idea what it was.
No idea what it was.
So
ran
was
across
it
the
up?
Highway.
Was it in a box? Was it just flapping around?
He said he had no idea what it was. So
right. And we seen something in the street.
Here.
Wait
here
a second. Before
right
we go any further,
something.
Who thinks at some point he's going to turn and tell that dog to shut up?
Shut up!
And throw
right.
an F-bomb in there.
All right, here we go.
Seen something in the street. And he's like, Louis, what is that? What is it? I'm like, I don't know. What is it? So I ran across the highway to grab it. We brought it in the car. We had no idea what it was.
Right here.
It was wrapped up in a brown paper bag.
Okay.
First thing I...
It was wrapped up in a bag.
Right.
It was wrapped up in a bag. These two guys driving down the McGrath Highway saw a brown paper bag full of who knows what, and they stopped.
And they stopped to go find it. Right.
Hold on a second.
Sounds like
an
incredible story.
For every brown paper bag,
see, this is what I was going to say.
Pile of garbage they see.
By your tone, are you skeptical?
I am.
You are skeptical.
Skeptical.
Okay.
Well, the senator from New Berlin will have reason to be even more skeptical in about 60 seconds.
We're gonna have hearings.
Oh yes,
yeah.
Here we go.
Red Sox. This is for Fenway Park. Yeah. Like, how do we have this? Like, nobody made this. This belongs to the park. I'm thinking that they're hanging off the Green Monster. You know?
The green monster.
Monster.
We want to give it back to them because it belongs to them, and it doesn't belong to us. Yep. But in
hey, we got nowhere to hang it.
We would like, you know, maybe to go to a nice playoff game, or we were looking for something. We just
hold on.
There you go.
Here we go. We thought maybe we could playoff tickets. Yeah. All right.
Here we go.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of reciprocation. He says.
Yeah. So I give you something. How do we have it?
Yeah.
This, like, nobody made this. This belongs to the park. I'm thinking that they hang it off the green monster. You know, we want to give it back to them because it belongs to them, and it doesn't belong to us. Yep. But in reciprocation, we would like, you know, maybe to go to a nice playoff game. Or we were looking
a nice playoff game.
Who is Louie in the background going, yes.
He's sitting. Yes. You got to see the video, Bob. He's sitting right next to him. So the older guy is the lead guy. He's like, I'll handle this. I'm working the negotiation here.
You know, this is just the kind of thing that they would have made fun of on SNL a few years ago. You know,
you don't think they still
New York,
would?
Boston, they would have laughed at Boston
I think they
Red
still
Sox
would.
Fans. I'll bet you not.
We'll see Stormy
Why?
Daniels and Donald Trump
we'll
bits.
See Trump and Stormy Daniels and
All right, here we go.
Looking for something. We just don't want to hand it over to them. Right. We need to negotiate here. We want to.
Wait, we love the Sox, but we're not just handing this over.
Oh, really? So they got? I didn't see that in the story that they got tough. We're not just going to hand it over.
No, wait, we find this. We're not just handing it over.
I know.
Well, now if I'm the Sox at this point, I go get another one printed. They can have it to us tomorrow.
Right.
You
know, we'll tell the vendor. We'll just tell the vendor item not delivered. Not our problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Or item got either stolen or it fell off the back of your truck. Either way, not delivered. We'll take another one. And these mooks can go hang it up in their basement if they want.
Right. Yeah. Well, they can't. They know it's not theirs. It was shipped through the postal service. You can't just pick up stuff like you find an envelope with a check.
How do we know it's
yours?
Through the postal service?
Well, okay, FedEx, whatever. It's not yours. It's addressed to somebody else. You don't get to hold somebody's.
What was the address on the paper bag?
They say paper bag. It could have been a package.
Yeah.
You know, maybe to go to a nice playoff game.
Nice playoff game.
You know, nice. There's that Trump.
Game,
there's
yes.
a, he's
We're looking
nice.
For something. We just don't want to hand it over to them. Right. We need to negotiate here. We want to. We're looking for
It's on. No, you just said it. We need a negotiation.
Let me get you 10 more seconds, and we'll stop. Let me just keep plowing because there's another 50 seconds to go.
We're working too. Yeah. I mean, my man had to run across three lanes of traffic.
But we know that.
Come on.
You could have been killed.
We're working out too here.
You could have been killed. My man.
That's the original one.
We were told there was only one made.
Yeah, we were told there was only one band.
We were told. Who told you? First thing you're like, we just saw this bag and decided to go fetch it out of the middle of the McGrath Highway. Now you're like, oh, we've been told there is only one.
Right.
Okay, can we put Joe Kenda on this or some detective or Columbo
or someone?
Would it be that hard to figure out what their movements were? And
all of a sudden they're pennant experts.
Where they came into proximity of where this thing was printed or
Our research
whatever.
Says only one printed, only one made, so we know it's theirs.
They're going to have to negotiate with us, okay? Made.
Who told you that? The paper bag?
Right.
Because they grabbed it. Right?
Because people was dodging it on what? Where were they? The what? Interstate?
The McGrath Highway.
McGrath Highway in Somerville.
Yeah.
And then they took it for themselves, and then what? They called around to see how many of these were made?
Hold on. Here we go. Come on, let's get 10 more seconds in.
There's only one made.
Yeah, we were told there was only one band made.
So at that point, that tells us. But then they told us they had a duplicate. So if they do try to put a duplicate up, you best believe we're going to show up and say...
We have the right one.
How is it the right one?
Yeah.
They printed two.
So what?
And one was sent and one was
but
not.
Then we heard they had a duplicate.
That's a fake.
But they better not
That's
try that because, you know, we got the real one. As if there's some sacred original banner for an American League East Championship... By the way, they've won three World Series since the drought ended, okay? This banner is not a significant banner. It's not even an American League.
It's not the Declaration of Independence, original copy. It's
these two
vinyl or something.
Hey, I'm a lifelong Sox fan. I want them to do it right.
These two garboons think that they're going to retire off of this thing.
That's not the original. Nice, so we're hoping that they don't make one and they put the right one up. We're hoping they do the right thing. Yeah, you know, we did the right thing. We could have kept it.
Why did you do the right thing? You picked up
what?
You did what?
They did the right thing.
They do the right thing.
And they're holding it. They're extorting.
Hostage.
Trying to extort tickets.
Yes. We did the right thing.
You're not doing
that. No wonder Massachusetts elects Kennedys and crap like that.
We're trying to do the right thing.
We did the right thing. We could have kept it. We could have put it on eBay. We could have, you know, we got connections where we could have reached out to other sources.
No, it's not. Stop. It's not yours. The package was addressed to the Boston Red Sox, not to two guys who find it on a highway. That is not, I'm surprised they don't just call the cops and go, hey, these two clowns have our property.
Goods.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's their story.
It.
How do we know they didn't?
Now,
we got connections.
The next thing Lieutenant Joe Kendo would do is get them apart and question them individually.
Okay.
Say, listen here, one of you is
going
to jail.
One, if their stories match exactly, that's a problem.
Oh, really? That's
if they match exactly, it's a problem.
I would have thought that
that
we're good.
Never happened.
Okay.
He says that never happened.
Okay.
Two,
we're not...
if they don't match at all, that's a problem.
You know, here's the story.
Yet. We're not
this
done
guy
yet.
And Louie are driving to work. They see a truck with a tailgate open, a FedEx truck. One of them jumps in to see what they can grab.
Right.
How do we know that didn't happen? And they lift it off the
that
truck.
That would be my number one bet that it happened.
Yeah. And they go,
why
hey,
would this thing just
socks.
Fall?
It's
why
a would socks this thing just, package.
Right. Why would this thing just fall off a truck? And it wouldn't be all tattered and you know, and totally
what
ruined.
What other things that fell off the truck were laying in the general area?
Yeah.
Well, I've always known that the phrase, it fell off the back of a truck. Yeah. Isn't the phrase "it fell off the back of a truck" typical for mob-boosted goods?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So what else fell off the truck?
So they're literally telling a story to the Boston Globe reporter and their cameras. Yes, it fell off the back of a truck. You should really believe me.
Okay, who printed it up? Go to that company. Say, okay, when was this delivered? What was the state of the truck? What were all the other contents that were supposed to be delivered that day? This thing fell
right.
off.
Right. Did anything
apparently
else fall
apparently in Boston,
off?
You just get a press conference.
Or was it one magic banner only that fell off? Was it right there at the edge of the back of the truck deck? And somehow did the door to the truck come jostled loose, open up, and then on a particular pothole, bounced right out onto the highway? Here, here's last 10 seconds.
This is the Red Sox. And we want to see them win, and we want this banner to go back on Lansdowne Street or wherever it belongs.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, update to the story. They did return the banner to Fenway, and they received nothing in return, according to a Red Sox spokeswoman. You get nothing. Here's what you get for doing this. Not prosecuted. Have a good day, you two dummies. Now run along.
Yeah.
Can it get any better than that, huh?
My.
I mean, those are my.